Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. The Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi. They say engineers are still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind. Commanders said the IS forces are still controlling as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting continues. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. Earlier in the day, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near the Jerusalem main bus station. A security guard apprehended that attacker, who was taken into police custody. Fighters from the Boko Haram group have attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Nigeria's military responded with artillery fire. The Associated Press reports a number of people were killed. The attack comes just days before Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's self-imposed deadline to stamp out the group. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak and was bound for the town of Mandera. This is VOA News. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni hopes to restart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and Burundian opposition groups. The talks in Kampala are backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council. They're aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital, Bujumbura, and other parts of the country. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday, "It is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam." During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Unusual weather battered large swaths of the southern and central United States, with tornadoes killing at least 11 people in Texas, as other areas of the country braced for potentially crippling winter storms and flash flooding. One of several tornadoes that struck in and near the city of Dallas, Texas, late Saturday, carried winds of more than 320 kilometers an hour, leaving at least 8 people dead. 3 others died nearby as a residential building in a northern suburb was destroyed and vehicles were blown from highway overpasses. Chicago police, called to deal with a domestic dispute, ended up fatally shooting a 19-year-old man and a 55-year-old woman Saturday. Because both victims are black, the story exacerbates already tense relations between police and the minority community. The city is already under a U.S. Justice Department investigation for a previous shooting. The police department said when its officers arrived on the scene, they were confronted by a combative subject, resulting in the discharging of the officer's weapon, fatally wounding 2 individuals. The race of the police officers involved in Saturday's incident has not been revealed. The movie Star Wars: The Force Awakens may be set in a galaxy far, far away, but its Christmas Day record-breaking performance was impressive. The movie is now the champion of North American Christmas Day box office receipts, with $49.3 million overtaking the previous Christmas record of $24.6 million set by Sherlock Holmes in 2009. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work together for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They have agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refuse to stop committing acts of violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.